No. Welcome, ladies and gents. This is Nico here with How People Talk. I'm here with Dev tonight. We had a little argument before we started recording. I just blindsided him with starting the show. We might get into it later on today. Last time that me and Dev recorded alone, we got a little out of hand. I'll probably post that episode sometime later, but yeah, it's come apparent that me and Dev need a little babysitter to get in between us. And Mackenzie was supposed to record with us tonight, but she's busy adulting with her student teaching. So you're stuck with me and Dev probably going off on a big argument tonight. But before we do that, wait, what were you going to say?
Suffer.
Before we do that, there's this thing called Indigo Childs that's been going around. And what it is children who are, or it's people who are born with like special abilities. Like they're the next step in evolution. And like they possess like telepathy and like higher intellect and all that. And so I thought it'd be kind of fun to, test Dev on his spiritual awakening.
Who are you referring to? These abilities?
It's a white people quiz. I thought it'd be funny to have a black man take a white person quiz. So bear with us. Let's find out if Dev is a indigo child. Mr. Dev. First question. You can easily discern what other people are thinking and or feeling. I agree, not really, or sometimes.
I agree.
Okay. Good. You consider yourself and or other people consider you wise beyond your years. Agree or not really?
They used to when I was a kid, but now it's like I caught up with the shit I'm saying now. I still agree. I say some good shit every now and then.
Yeah, I guess. You tend to have an unconventional personality / temperament. Do you agree or disagree?
You know the answer to that.
Not really.
I don't have a conventional personality.
I think you do have a conventional personality. I say your answer should be not really.
All right, go ahead.
You think you have an unconventional personality?
You know me as well as anybody. If this is conventional, if you can meet other people like me, I'll agree.
But the temperament, like, you're pretty straightforward when it comes to temperament. No. That's why I say not really.
I believe. But no, my temperament is very well. I have a great temperament.
Yeah, that's why I said not really. Because your temperament, you're the same guy no matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what is it? It's down to you. Agree or not really?
That's fine.
All right, man. Shit. There's that temperament. you tend to be highly sensitive to the environment around you. Agree, not really, or sometimes. Let's go, Mr. Spin Class. I know you're sensitive in that fucking territory. Come on, Joanne, pedal faster. You got this.
Joanne will whoop your ass, let me tell you.
Listen to Kendrick telling you to push it harder. You said sometimes?
Yeah.
Oof. You feel as though you have an inner mission that you must fulfill. I can answer this one for you. You do or not really?
I do.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You push the freaking mama mentality on Instagram every day, so.
Oh, I make crazy.
You're often perceived by other people as strange or odd.
Yeah, like you said, I'm gonna be me all the way around. I'm not shaking it up for nobody. Well, you get 100% dead at all times.
I mean, it's yes, no, or occasionally. So.
Yes.
So yeah, you're perceived as odd. I don't think you're odd. I thought you're a straight up dude.
I'm a straight up dude, but I'm odd. I'm not gonna bullshit you. Like, I'm not gonna not act weird for you to feel better about yourself.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. You're very in touch with your intuition, often using it to guide you. Agree? Yes. Not really, or every now and then.
Intuition. It has a name.
What's your intuition?
My DG intuition.
So you agree?
I definitely agree.
That
I can't do that when I was a kid. That's because I just guess shit and always get it right. I have no idea why.
That 24K life just gets to you.
Just gets to you.
You're very resistant to authority, preferring to walk to the beat of your own drum. Agree? Not really, or it depends?
It depends. Not really. I mean, just because I'm too lazy, if I really feel strongly about something, I resist. But if it's like, whatever, then go ahead. Do what you got to do, player.
Yeah, so that's an it depends, which brings us back to the last time we recorded with each other. Alone.
Let me tell you something about that one, Bucko.
I've never seen a black man get red in the face, but
people need that, and I'm a red bone. I'm partial Indian, though.
I mean, so dude, I'm freaking Mexican. You want to talk about partial Indian? That's the Spanish and the Mayan and Aztecs getting at it.
You don't know that.
I do know that. I just watched, what's his face? Who's Sid the Sloth? What's his actor's name?
Like this?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Luis, something like that. I don't know. He had a special on Netflix that outlined all of Mexican history. And I was like, yeah. Okay, but yeah, you said it depends. Ooh. It's essential for... Oh, God. Yeah, this is you. It's essential for you to express yourself creatively, whether that be music, painting, writing, dancing, etc.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yep.
Any lane possible.
Yep, exactly. I knew it. Last question. You tend to be...
Superhero.
What?
You fucking superhero.
Well, can you talk to ghosts and do you have telepathy? Can you read my mind? Because that's what this test is supposed to prove. So, according to white people,
what's the last question?
You tend to be headstrong and willful and have a strong sense of who you are.
Yeah.
Do you know who you are?
Sometimes on Tuesdays.
So sometimes. It's agree, not really, or sometimes.
Agree, fucker.
Nah, you only sometimes know who you are.
Every second Tuesday of the month.
Damn.
I don't have superpowers.
Nah, you're an indigo child, bro. In essence, indigo children are believed to represent a higher level of human evolution and development. These children and adults are believed to possess indigo-colored auras, the color indigo representing the third eye chakra, hence the name indigo children. Additionally, the indigo...
Third eye chakra. Shut up with this bullshit.
Making you the avatar or some shit.
White people don't have none of that.
The indigo aura is associated with psychic and paranormal abilities such as precognition, clairvoyance, and telepathy, which in many instances the indigo child possesses since a young age. Bend a spoon for me right now. I can see you on the screen. Try and bend a spoon.
Clairvoyance, the future?
Yeah.
Clairvoyance,
I mean,
man, people really think you're better off taking your five love languages.
Well, here's your traits now that you're an indigo child. You have a strong notion of who you are.
It's the same question we just asked.
I know. Hang on. You instinctively know when you're being lied to, patronized, or manipulated.
Yeah, I say that.
You have a strong sense of purpose and a feeling that you have a great life mission to fulfill. Yeah, you agree to that. You found school extremely boring, and you were often perceived as antisocial, which I find that hard to believe because you're a very outgoing guy.
I'm outgoing when I have to be. I'm very, what's the word? Intrinsic. Until I gotta be around people. When you were around me, I was always surrounded by people.
No, not when we first met.
We was always around people.
Not when we first met. You came up to me and you're like, hey, skinny brown kid. And I was like, hey, big buff black guy.
You about to say some shit. We about to go back to last episode.
I own a pair of Tims. Can I say the word now?
Say it right.
Tims.
Put a B on the end of this shit, bro.
I'm supposed to say Timbers?
Who is Tim?
Tims.
Who is Tim? Hey. Tom, motherfucker. Who is Tim?
How the hell you say it? Tims?
Tims.
Oh.
Tim's.
Oh, I say Tim's.
No, you don't. You say Tim's. Oh, I hate it here. Got the white version of the shoe. Does not mean you could just create your own word. Hey, Tim's.
I've always said Tim's with no.
You better stop. That about a bitch.
And then you said that they weren't the boots. Okay, let's move on, because now my feelings are hurt, and you have finely tuned intuitive abilities, so you're very creative, and you can build stuff. What are you doing? You're intelligent, you think you're wiser for your years. That one's hard to believe after what happened this summer, but you're headstrong and resistant to authority figures. After you took your exit like a bitch.
You hate to see it.
You hate to see it. Bitch is lying.
Everybody in the comments.
It's okay. I had the same experience at the end of summer, but I'm still there.
You hate to see it.
Yeah, you hate to see it, but I pretty much got like my third strike, but he was just like, just don't do it again, otherwise you're gone for good. And I'm like, yes, sir. I don't think I told you that story, but we'll do it later. You tend to be perceived as bizarre or weird, but I find that one hard to believe because you're not. You really aren't. Even when we first met, I thought you were a pretty straight up guy.
But, you have an open mind, bro. I don't think you realize how open your mind is to new experiences and different thought processes. Like, that's hard to come by. Because normally when people meet me, it's going to take them a while to even get comfortable with my way of thinking and how I act and how shit spews out of my mouth before they're like, oh, okay, I can see where he's coming from with this now that I understand how he thinks. But before that, it's like, what the fuck is this guy doing? Like, they just confused.
I mean, I just think I'm an idiot, but all right. Thanks, man.
Man, you could be a dumbass and have an open mind.
Yeah, you're right.
Two birds, same stone. Hello?
Just because I'm not one of those.
Hey, man, vote for Trump. I like my guns. Pew, pew, bang, bang, baby. Go back the way you came, boy.
Hate to see it. Yeah, hate to see it. It's not me, but I am a Republican. You hate to see it, so, but...
How do you feel about zodiac signs?
Dude, I don't even know what the fuck I am. I think I'm a Cancer. No, I think I'm a Leo. Like, what's July? I think July is Leo.
Which part of July?
End of July. So I think I'm a Leo or a Cancer. One of the two.
You are a Cancer with me. God damn it.
Ah, oh, man. You hate to see it.
I've never met a fellow Cancer and been ashamed of my sign.
I don't follow that shit.
Bro, people live by it. Like, live by it.
I'll live by a fucking fortune cookie. I won't live by my fucking zodiac sign telling me, hey, don't go outside today. A piano will fall on you.
No, I don't look at it. Like, they'll tell you, like, your personality traits and things like that. And for the most part, they're not really wrong. I understand that they're very broad, but they're not that broad. They're broad-ish.
We're all assholes on the inside.
That's a fact. Trying to do better day by day.
Ooh.
Why are you touching so damn hard?
I have another quiz for you.
Oh my god, another one? Are you sure the people want to hear this?
I'm not sure if I can do this one with you.
What's it called?
It just popped up on the things you might like at the bottom of the Indigo Child one. And the title drew me in. It said, hey homie, how black are you?
Move along.
How about how Mexican are you?
Alright, bet. Send me the how Mexican are you and I'll do the how black and you do the how Mexican.
Okay, I'll do it.
Alright, send it to me right now.
Oh god, I just typed it into the Google bar, bro. How Mexican are you? Go to quiz. It's right there.
I know, I'm looking at it. You want to go first or me to go first?
I mean, you just took a survey, so I guess I'll take this one.
Where is Mexico? North America. I don't know what the hell is Mexico or Latin America.
What kind of white guy made this quiz? I'll take Latin America for 500. Shoot, I don't know where it's at. Sounds like fucking the Alamo to me, brother.
You saying Latin America?
Yeah. Oh, wait. No. Take that.
Don't fuck her.
If that's the one question that prevents me. All right, let's go.
¿Qué estoy haciendo?
¿Qué estoy haciendo? What are you... Say it again.
¿Qué estoy haciendo?
I don't think you're saying the last word right.
¿Diciendo?
How's it spelled? Spell it out.
D-I-C-I-E-N-D-O.
Diciendo.
Diciendo.
What are you doing? What are the answers?
What the hell? K means what, right? I forgot that lesson. You're asking me what you're saying?
It's the first one.
What the hell? That's what DC Endo means?
I don't know. We'll find out.
You're asking me what you're saying.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Because DC means to talk, right?
Yep. Yeah. Hey, this is my quiz.
All right, my bad.
Shit. Been hit with a... As a chancla? Yes, I have. And a belt. And a hand. A spoon.
What is the chancla?
The chancla is a sandal.
Okay, yeah, me too. Are you or anyone in your family named Maria?
Bro, you know how big my fucking family is? I wouldn't doubt it.
Si, toda la familia. Hold on, this is you, bro. Yeah, I think there's a couple. I know a Maria from a taco shop. But what kind of name is Maria? So I'm going to go with I think there's a couple.
Yep.
On your birthday, does your family sing happy birthday?
Yeah, we don't. Yeah, we don't sing Feliz Cumpleaños a ti.
So, number one is no, we sing Las Mañatas.
Dude.
Mañatas?
Mañatas?
Yeah, mañatas. I said it right the first time.
Mm.
Yeah, fucker.
Wait, there's no Z in it?
No, ain't no Z.
Oh, okay.
Sure, unless we go to my grandma's house.
Fair enough.
Yeah. What the hell else is there? So is it yeah or unless we go to my grandma's house?
I mean, I don't really celebrate my birthday at my Mexican grandma's house. So I feel like it had to be the second one. But right. Yeah.
Do you eat tamales and champurro for Christmas?
Champurrado. It's Mexican hot chocolate.
Oh.
Yes.
Hot chocolate.
Yes.
Ew.
You're ew. Fucking over here with your ham hocks and collard greens.
Drink that shit with coffee.
Ham hocks and Henny. I know, but we're going to get to your how black are you quiz after I fail my Mexican one.
I mean, the answers are C, Fes, Gwen, Mas, Hey. What the fuck is pues?
Pues.
I mean, what that mean?
If you'd finish the sentence, I could tell you.
I ain't got that far in Duolingo yet. C, pues,
Más, hey. Oh my god. Si puedes clay más, hey, I? Is it H A Y? It's I. C. Okay, repeat it. Si.
Pues.
Si pues.
Que.
Que. I. Más. Or. Si que puede más. Okay. Yep, that's the answer I want.
You don't even know what that shit means.
Yes, and I want more. Puto.
Pues.
Have some. Can I have some?
I ain't got that far yet. All right, you already told us what the rest are. Sure, I've had that. What the hell is champurrado? I think I had tamales once. We eat American food like turkey and eggnog.
No, it's the first one. Yes. Not really.
Do you live at your best friend's houses and call their... Wait. Best friend's houses and call their parents mom and dad?
Yeah, actually. I mean, like, when I'd spend the night at my best friend's house, yeah, they're pretty much my second parents, so.
So, it goes, yeah, I call them mama and papa.
Nah, I don't call them mama and papa, though.
Only my best friend. No, I don't. I only have one set of parents. Why would I do that? They would think I'm weird. So only my best friend?
Yeah.
Alright. Has the word gue ever left your mouth?
Yes.
Si todo en tiempo, all the time.
Yep. Oh, see, you knew that one.
Yeah, bro, I'm into a Lingo though, man. Yeah, I heard some people say it. What? No. Okay, can we stop speaking Mexican? That's hilarious, bro.
It's what the does way mean? Gue, it's way. See, way. Way. Like with a W.
Way.
Like see, way. Yeah.
What is that?
It's just slang. It's kind of like fuck. It means like whatever you want it to be. So you'd be like, yeah, bitch. Or yeah, like, yeah, you know.
Have you ever been questioned by the border patrol?
Yes.
Yes.
But not. But not. But it wasn't the Mexico border.
Canada.
It was the fucking Canadian border. I think I told you this when we went to Montreal.
Yeah, you have. All right. Hell no.
I'm a so fucking.
Just the normal questions if I cross the border.
No, man. Every time I go across the border, something bad happens.
All right, I'm going to say yes, those bastards.
Yep.
What is a mojate? Mocayate? Mocayete?
Mocojete? Spell it.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
Mocalcajete. Yeah, mocojete. It is a it's a Mexican dish served in a stone bowl.
Okay.
It's actually one of my favorite dishes at the Mexican restaurant here in town.
The answers are, oh, you make salsa with that.
No.
I don't know.
Hmm.
A Mexican restaurant. Again with the Mexican. So you make salsa with it?
I guess, but yeah, I mean.
A bowl with a stick?
Yeah, a mocojete. Yeah, it's the bowl. It's a stone bowl.
Have you ever had a mariachi for your birthday?
No, I have not.
So what is that? Do they walk around Mexican restaurants? I've heard of that. My grandpa had it. See. So there's no.
I mean, if you want to count my uncles and my dad singing around, but not on my birthday. That's like Christmas and stuff. So yeah, it'd be a no.
They don't know. What is that? Don't they walk around in Mexican restaurants?
Nah. Do the Mexican restaurants one then.
Do all your male relatives drink at family reunions and end up dancing on the table, nearly falling of with your aunt screaming for him to come down?
Yep. That's not even a question. That's just facts.
Every family reunion, okay. Truthfully, how many siblings do you have? Single child, like three. I have two. Wow, like five that we know of. I'm gonna go with the last one.
Yeah, because you know how many brothers I have, you fucker.
Five.
Hey, yo, hold up real quick. Okay, now you can go.
Lastly, do you have a favorite novella?
Ooh.
What is a novella? I watch one with my nana, more of Le than Bella and RBD. The list continues. I give up.
As a young Hispanic kid growing up, I think it was back in my middle school years, I'd always have to stay at my nana's house, my grandma. And my tia Becca would always watch Mexican novellas while we were doing homework. So that was like our main distraction. I don't have a favorite, but I know that I've watched a few of them. Yeah, there you go. That was a choice?
Yeah, I went over all the choices.
Oh shit, I didn't even hear that. Yeah, I watched it with my nana.
Alright, how Mexican are you? Your results? You are truly Mexican.
Ay, 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 ay.
Tías, mole, quebradita, and you probably have several relatives with the middle name Maria. Embrace it, get a sombrero, and wait, you probably already have
one. Yeah, I do. And now we move on to see how Black Dev is.
All right, you want to rate the quiz?
No, I don't want to rate the fucking quiz.
Yeah, shit. Okay, my bad.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
What is a black person's favorite food? Pork, ham, fried chicken, or hot dogs?
Ooh, it's between pork and fried chicken. That's tough. I don't eat pork no more, but I know black people, and there's so much you can get out of pork.
No, no, no. This is you. This isn't everybody. This is you. Yeah. No, this is you. This is based on you. This is how black you are.
Personally, I would have to go with fried chicken just because I don't eat pork.
All right. So far, you got 1 out of 10. 95% of other black people got that question correct.
There are right answers. What the fuck is this?
What? I'm not even gonna say it in the wording that they put it. What card would you like to rock with? A Mercedes-Benz, a Lamborghini Murciago Gallardo, BMW Series 5, or an old Cadillac with hydraulics? Ooh, that was incorrect. The correct answer was an old Cadillac with hydraulics.
Yes, it was.
The correct answer was an old Cadillac with hydraulics.
That's more Mexican than it is black, bro.
We have, no, no, no. We have El Caminos, bitch. Big difference. It has the word L in front of it, so you know it's Mexican.
This is big damn lowriders.
What's your favorite color besides black? It says besides the black. Navy blue? Brown, silver, gold, or gray?
Gold.
Gold? Yeah, you're correct. Good for you. You're two for three so far. What is your favorite weapon of choice that you would use for the most safety? Parentheses. Come on, it's all just for coolness anyways. End parentheses. Would it be a grenade, a shotgun, rifle, machine gun, or a pistol?
Hey, I don't know what the right answer is. It's a pistol.
Give me my gat.
It's gotta be a pistol. It's gotta be a 9, bro. What is it?
You're right.
I know how to be a pistol, bro.
What's your favorite thing? Guns, drugs, bling, or hose?
I'm going with the hose.
No, you're wrong.
Is it drugs?
It's gold. It's better than the drugs. It's bling.
Oh, that works.
But bling. This the question difficulty was hard.
Like bitches.
Got
another thing coming. Let me tell you that right now.
Because
everybody like, this is how it goes.
Okay. Why do you hate snow? It's white, you little ass. Mother, it's cold. Or it's fluffy, bruh.
Motherfucker, it's cold.
Nope.
It's white?
It's white, you little ass.
No, no. Niggas don't like the cold. A white man wrote this. I know it.
You hate to see it.
You hate to see it. They do.
What's the name of an average black man? Is it John, Harry, Jamar, Charlie, or Carter?
Well, John's the most common name in the world, other than Lee. And I guess Maria.
And Muhammad.
And Muhammad. But I'm guessing it's going to be Jamal because these are some racist bastards.
I think you're falling in trap with the white pole here. I think the trick of this one is to make you think like that it's going to be a racist answer, but let's see. Ah, you're right. It's Jamar.
I told you. Racist fuckers are doing. You know how many Jamars I know?
One.
One. You know how many Johns I know?
One.
Can't count it.
Camp?
So many Johns.
Oh, okay. I was like, John was at camp.
I know so many Johns, bro.
What year did slavery become illegal?
Well, the Emancipation. What year did slavery become legal?
Illegal. Not legal. God, they're not that racist on this poll.
Well, it's legal, fuckers. What's the option?
1820, 1900, 1872, 1865, and
1883.
Is that your final answer?
It's either 72 or 83.
Are you sure?
It's not 19. 72.
It's 65. You forget, man. Negroes fought in the Civil War after the Emancipation Proclamation. They were free and decided to give the middle finger to Robert E. Lee and them.
I never knew why.
Wait, you never understood why? Have you ever seen the movie Glory?
With Denzel?
Yeah, with Denzel.
No, I ain't never seen it. I should probably watch it, though.
I
knew Denzel was in it.
And Denzel. Or no, not Denzel. Morgan Freeman. I know Denzel was in it. Yeah, and Denzel. No, it was Morgan Freeman. He's the other one. You've never seen Glory? Bro. You need to watch it. That's a good-ass fucking movie.
I'll probably watch it tomorrow.
Yeah, well, 2 hours of your life.
It was made in 89.
Yeah. And it's a good ass fucking movie.
Antonio Banderas.
He's not in it.
He is.
No, he isn't.
He is.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
I'm looking at it right now.
I just watched it 2 days ago. No cap.
Oh, now you know how to use that. That's crazy. He learned how to use that 15 minutes ago.
Actually, it was 40 minutes ago. You have to, you got two questions left. I think this quiz is for white people with the way that they word it. Now that I've been asking you these questions, and now that this question's worded, because it says, if you befriend a cool black person, what would he be likely to call you by? Homie, yo flickin' face, hey mate, hey pal, yo motherfucker. No, it's not on here. The people who probably wrote it were too scared to type it.
Bro, I haven't heard anybody say homie since a white person used it.
Well, like I said, I kind of think that a white person wrote this quiz for white people to see how black they were. Are you going with homie?
I guess.
Well, you're right. Oh man, I don't know if I can read this one to you.
Is that bad?
Kinda.
Let's go ahead on so you can see how racist white people are.
I mean, yeah, like, oh man, what sport are Afro-American niggas unbeatable in? It doesn't say African. It literally says Afro. I didn't want to read it to you. You told me to read it.
Lucky you, Mexican. I came across this computer. Fucking all of them, dude.
Baseball, cricket, football, or basketball?
Y'all can't beat us in none of them.
Baseball? Baseball's my people.
Barry Bonds
also.
It's cool. How many black people do you know that?
If you would have said Hank Aaron, I would have given it to you. If you would have said Hank Aaron, I would have given it to you. Or Bo Jackson, because he is a fucking beast, two sport athlete.
It's a lot of two sport athletes.
But
who can play baseball?
No, it's just Bo Jackson. The only ones that made a difference is Bo Jackson and Deion Sanders.
Yeah, I was gonna say Deion.
Yeah. Bo Jackson, you think Deion Sanders is better than Bo Jackson?
No, I was just gonna say Deion because you
know what I'm saying. I was gonna say Deion.
Dude, well, obviously. I'm playing faith.
But if you come out here with like Michael Jordan or some shit, I would have just been like, you dumb bitch. I don't know. He's a two sport athlete. We got white people got Tim Tebow.
He would never play football.
Yeah, he did. He won a playoff game for the Broncos, bitch.
What did he do after that?
He decided, fuck football. I'm playing baseball.
No, he got kicked out of the league.
Yeah, he's the white Kaepernick. Ostracized for his beliefs. And you can't tell me I'm wrong on that part, because that's what happened with Tim Tebow.
Yeah, you got a lot of love, Jesus.
Yep. The hell are you doing on your phone?
You really want to know?
I kind of do. You're probably looking at like racist Mexican memes to get back at me for this racist ass quiz.
This girl just sent me a text saying, I have baby fever. I sent her a text message back saying, come on. She said, quit playing with me. I don't want to have babies until after 25. I'm going to travel and live without responsibilities for anyone else. I then sent her a text message saying I was going to pull out with this dude laughing with his pinky out. It was all rude. See? Huh? See?
You're a bad man. You're a terrible man. I just, I don't know if I can trust you right now.
Baby, you see, huh?
How long? I can't believe you just said that.
You asked me, I told you.
I didn't want to, like, the, all the details.
No, I can't lie to you.
Oh, my God.
America is watching. What kind of person would I be?
I mean, yeah, I guess. What's your take on Joe Burrow and his tiny hands? You played football. Does tiny hands really make a difference when it comes to throwing a fucking football?
When it comes to throwing a football, I have no idea.
What kind of fucking football player are you?
Dude, I don't have tiny hands, and I never played quarterback a day in my life.
You still throw a fucking ball, though.
I mean, when I was a kid and shit, yeah, it makes a difference. But you get your form right, you got the power behind it, you can sling that foot. Because having too big of hands, is it hurts you too.
I don't get why.
Because you can't wrap your thick-ass palms around the ball correctly.
It's a fucking ball.
Yeah, but you want the right rotation. You want to get that spin off and all of that.
Peyton Manning hadn't thrown a perfect spiral his whole damn career.
It's not like a baseball where you can just throw a knuckleball and call it a day.
A knuckleball is one of the hardest pitches to throw, so try again. Pick another pitch.
I don't know if you have to be a little curveball. I just know knuckleballs are thrown with the knuckles. So you can have real hands for that. That's what my thought process was.
You're being really ignorant right now. And you're ignoring me because you're texting a girl about a piece of ass.
Wow.
And you're trying to be a dad.
I'm ignoring you now?
You are.
Worse than a female.
No.
I'll give you my full undivided attention.
That I made you take a really racist quiz, and I'm sorry about it. I should have read it the whole way through.
What you're doing?
What? Me complaining?
You complaining.
Look at me. Look at me. I'm so sad.
I'm gonna fucking fly out to goddamn Cleveland and kick the shit out of you. Then you'd probably like that. You'd be like, my Mexican! I know you miss me, big boy. We never got to say goodbye because of your dumbass.
Say goodbye. Rusty, bitches.
Bitches, I am. It was a rat trap. Like she listens.
Hey, brother, she probably missed me.
No.
You don't think she do?
Listens to this?
No, I said missing.
Oh, yeah, of course. What kind of white girl doesn't miss a tall, strong, handsome black man? What a beautiful chocolate man! Meanwhile, Dev comes over to the lake. Easy white chocolate. Easy white chocolate. I want you to melt.
Yeah, I miss you like baby miss mammy titty.
Jackson played that very well, bro.
Well, yeah. Did you see Candyman's getting a remake, actually?
Yeah, by Jordan Peele.
Yeah. They kind of flipped it, though.
What do you mean they flipped it?
Because in the original one, it's a white girl getting all the focus of Candyman. And this one, it's a black man.
Oh,
getting all the focus of Candy Man. Of like, let me be, let you be my victim.
I was trying to put it in the trailer, like, he said, what kind of serial killer comments you gotta ask them to come kill you? How is that scary? You gotta ask the nigga to come kill you.
I mean, for millennials nowadays, it'd be a piece of heaven.
My life.
Bro, I'm really upset that I didn't get a response from my turtle meme that I sent you.
The turtle meme?
Where it's like, babe, I'm cold.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I didn't like it.
What do you mean? And like, you like that one, but you like the proposing one?
Yeah, I posted that on my story. That's just hilarious.
No shout out or nothing.
So, if for everybody who's listening, the proposal meme goes like this. A female asks, why do men kneel when proposing? And a man commented saying, they're talking to the pussy, not you. I co-signed. That's hilarious.
This is why we couldn't talk about today's topic, because we need Mackenzie. Yeah, we're at the end of the road here. We got, well, we do have 8 minutes, but we can cut it short. I mean, you got to go smash. You got to go become a dad, all that good stuff. Because I know your pullout game is weak as fuck, so.
Wow, that was weak. Knock on wood, bro.
It's fake wood, so it doesn't count, but alright, Dev's getting bored. Dev has an appointment. We'll probably record here either tomorrow night or the next night after that. Whenever Mac's free, because I do have a really good topic that I want to talk about. And it's gonna be.
We should ask the public if we should release our last video. I think that's a good way, because you're scared to release it. Just go ahead and tell them it's going to be very controversial.
I mean, okay, so here's what it is. The last time me and Dev recorded, it was back in February, and like we both got really heated about Black History Month, and like I don't even remember some of the topics that we talked about. But it was predominantly Black history and like current Black events that we were arguing about. And at one point it got so out of hand, I was yelling at Dev saying like, I'm the host, let me talk like over and over and over.
It's my turn. It's my turn.
So I didn't want to post it because I look like that much of an asshole. So if you want us to post it, I will. I just want to let you know, and Dev said it earlier today, I'm not racist, I'm very wide-minded, I'm very open to things, but me and Dev we both have like that alpha mentality of it's our way or the highway. So yeah, like I mean, I don't have a problem posting it, but just be warned that you're in for it'll kind of be like, I don't even know how to explain it. Kind of like a roller coaster where it's just like, oh, like everything's cool at first. And all of a sudden, boom, 100-foot drop comes out of nowhere and you're screaming your head off.
Those are the best ones. If you want something that's going to get you up and get you listening, that's going to be one of them. Because after it hits that peak at the roller coaster, it's downhill at 100 miles an hour.
I just don't even know what I titled that one. Just Black versus Brown. Really? Because that's what it was.
History Month Special, I told you. I told him at the beginning of the episode he had 3 strikes. He struck all of them out. He struck out. So I got to throw a fireball.
You know, yeah. You know, yeah. I'll post it. You know what? I'll post tonight's episode and 3 weeks ago. I'll post that one tonight. I'll post them.
I wanna hear the crowd response. I want a couple people to say, hey, I wanna hear first.
Right.
They might not feel good if you get a couple people saying, hey, don't post that shit. Don't do it. Cause it could go either way.
I'll post it, but I'll send the links out to a select group of people and be like, hey, should I make this public? And then I'll send you the link so you can send it out to people and see, you can get some feelers too of, is this okay? Is it all right that I yelled at this Mexican for an hour? All right, but yeah, I'll post tonight's episode either tonight or tomorrow. I have the day off tomorrow, and then hopefully we can record our actual episode like we were supposed to with Mackenzie tomorrow. If you're free, you're free, aren't you? Yeah, of course you are. You ain't got shit to do. You ride a bike for a bunch of Karens. There's probably a Maria in there too, ain't there?
Nah, there ain't no Maria. Nah, we in Ohio, baby.
Ohio's got Mexican food.
It does, but it's delicious. I ain't gonna hold up El Vaquero's. If you come to Toledo, go to El Vaquero's. You got the snap, the crackle, and the
pop. No, you're gonna make me judge, dude. I have high standards. Mexican from California. But we'll leave it at that.
I've had the fruit that they put that one special red spice on.
What?
When you ask them, hey, what fruit is that right there? No, English. It's good. Hey, what fruit is that over there? It's good.
Over here being racist because Black History Month is over.
Because it's true, bro. I really did go to Cali and I had no idea what happened to the swear that he had on that motherfucker. Like, what is this shit? It's good.
¿Qué tipo de frutas tú recomiendas? What fruits do you recommend?
Alright,
you know what? I can't take this no more. We got 45 seconds left. Still gonna close the show out.
Early in the episode. You see that? You see what he made me go through, America? We speak English, and he still don't understand the shit. You hate to see it.
Yo, homie, I gotta end this.
Wow.
This is Outfield Talk with your host, Nico, joined by Dev. We're not racist. We're open-minded. Have a good night.
It's just jokes.
You hate to see it, but it's just jokes.